Welcome to Wemalee Community News, FM 1003. The developer behind the $1.8 billion Wemalee housing project has released details of how it will fund conservation projects associated with the development. The Martin Vale Property Group is proposing to build 1,000 homes and a commercial centre at Wemalee. As part of a voluntary planning agreement, the group has committed to transferring almost 2,000 hectares of land to the state government. A $1 million monetary contribution will be included to help with the ongoing management of land. The developer is also proposing to set up a 10-hectare park to protect the critically endangered Pacunia putiflora plant. The agreement includes $50,000 to help propagate the plant. The voluntary planning agreement includes remediation of the former Huntington Colliery and adjoining Snake Creek. The company says these two projects will cost over $4 million. Wemalee Parents and Citizens Association has stepped up its fight for a new high school, taking its case to the New South Wales Parliament. President of the PNC, Amanda Lucas, has been campaigning for years for the new school. She says the current high school is run down and only accommodates 400 students. Another 300 students are forced to travel outside the area to attend high school. Miss Lucas says she went to Sydney yesterday to speak with the Treasurer, as well as the Ministers for Planning and Education, to ensure that everyone that might be involved in the process understands the community's concerns. Miss Lucas emphasised that the anticipated population figures for our area support the need for a second high school in Wemalee. 1003 FM, Wemalee Community News.